Welcome, everybody, to yet another bonus episode of the Wrestling vs. the World podcast. If you're enjoying your day, sweet. If not, what the hell ever. I am not going to be covering all of WrestleMania. Unfortunately, I have not had time to watch the full shows or anything. I went to bed early Saturday night for obvious reasons. I didn't get to watch the full show live as it happened Sunday night because I had to work and everything. But I did catch the end of WrestleMania. And we're going to finally discuss this because this was an emotional, hugely dramatic, story-driven moment. So the end of the main event. Cody Roman 2, Undisputed WWE Universal Championship on the line. Bloodline rules, because the tag match on night one ended where The Rock pinned Cody Rhodes, so that means anything goes. And this whole finish was overbooking done right. So it seemed like we were going to get a repeat of what happened with 39. Solo gets involved. I got to stick my thumb in somebody. Boom! Right in the neck. Even Umaga did not thumb people this often. Or he at least tried to stick it in every orifice of somebody's anatomy. Who knows? So we would think that it's just going to be a repeat of last year, but Cody is still fighting over and over. Then all of a sudden, the very guy that Solo put away is back, John Cena. And that's even a weird thing to think about. Solo Sikoa, last I checked, has not won a match, unless he beat Jay or something on SmackDown prior to WrestleMania, but I highly doubt it. He hasn't won a match since he beat Cena last year. The guy went from an undefeated streak to not being able to beat anybody. Put him in a match against Eugene. See what happens there. See if he gets any luck. But anyway, Cena comes down. Super Cena. Boom, boom. Like, fighting off Solo. Dumps over the top rope. Gives him the fuck you through the announce table. Then out comes The Rock. We get the face-to-face confrontation, very similar to what we saw at the beginning of the match at WrestleMania 28 between Cena and Rock. Looking back and forth. Rock bomb to Cena in the middle of the ring. The Rock seems like he's ready to go for another country whip. And then all of a sudden, the lights go out, and it's The Undertaker. So a lot of people were speculating, even thinking that, hey, that camera shot involving the production truck in the background that showed Stone Cold and Cena, it may be foreshadowing what we see at WrestleMania. Well, it was half right. We got Cena, but not Stone Cold. Stone Cold is probably busy playing with his cat. But Undertaker appeared all of a sudden after the darkness went off and turned the lights back on. Chokeslam to The Rock in the middle of the ring. Let's go out. Rock disappears out of the ring. And now you've only got a few things in the ring. The weight belt that says Mama Rhodes, a steel chair, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, and even Seth Rollins, who came down to interfere wearing his old Shield attire, because you hear the Shield intro and everything, Sierra Hotel and all that good stuff. So then finally, Roman's got the chair, Cody's trying to get up on one side of the ring, Seth's on the other, and Roman's deciding, who do I hit with the chair? Well, he decides to do the same thing that he did at the end of Royal Rumble 2022. Take the chair and put it right back into Seth's back yet again. Like I said, he did this a couple years ago in their match ending in disqualification and everything like that. Pretty much once again taking another shot of exactly what he went through when the Shield broke up. It's like, hey, you're mocking me? Here's another like strike of revenge. You're a bitch. Boom, steel chair. And that's what caused Roman's downfall. Because after he took his eyes off Cody and decided to go against Seth instead, got in the corner, charge for the spear, kick to the face, a trifecta of Crossroads by Cody. Uno, dos, tres, new Undisputed WWE Universal Champion, or as they sometimes mix it around saying Undisputed WWE Champion, what have not, have whatever's going on. The American Nightmare Cody Rhodes is not only now the second person to ever pin Roman Reigns since December 2019, but now he has ended Roman Reigns' historic run as the Undisputed WWE Universal Champion. That means that he had about 735 days with the WWE Championship and 1,316 days with the Universal Championship. So we gotta remember, at this point, these belts are still technically considered being active separately despite being represented by one belt. But there is still rumors that that's going to end soon. And if so, I'm going to lead to a big episode of the podcast. Not an exclusive one here. I'll slide a special one in coming soon. But I'm going to wait until there's full confirmation on that. But now, that means that Cody Rhodes has ended one of the longest world title reigns in the last 40 years. I think the longest one probably, like, since then was Hogan's run when he first won the belt from the Iron Sheik until he got screwed out of the championship bag in February of 88 with that whole main event match against Andre the Giant. The whole these referees, they look similar! And all that hullabaloo. But finally, after all this time, 3.5 years, the Tribal Chief has been dethroned because of his own mistake. Instead of just focusing on the task at hand, and trying to put Cody down for a second time, he took his eyes off the ball, put his focus on the wrong man, and that led to the Tribal Chief being dethroned. And think about it, 3 crossroads in a row, something Cody could not pull off last year because of Solo getting involved. But now Cody's champion, he embraced with his wife, like, Brandy was there during the entrance and everything, and the emotion of Samantha Irvin's voice and everything, which the announcement was absolutely spectacular to show how much she was into this. The whole whoa, like the first whoa after the bell rang and everything with the music was just monstrous. Like, holy crap. Like, the crowd lost their minds and everything. You had family and friends getting in there, including Cody's mom, who he gave the championship to because he couldn't give it to his dad. Then you had a celebration similar to what you saw at the end of WrestleMania 10 when Bret became champion again, beating Yokozuna. Tons of guys in there. Randy Orton, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. You had Cena around there. Like, Seth even shook his hand afterwards. Like, he's told, like, Cody that he'll be his shield if he has to in order to make sure that he finishes the story, and he definitely did. But, I mean, so many people congratulating Cody, like I said. It was like the ending of WrestleMania 10 when Bret got lifted on everybody's shoulders. We saw the same thing with Cody here. And Cody, he decided to call out Triple H and Bruce Pritchard and embrace them for supporting him. And even hug Nick Khan, who was at ringside, even though it's hard to tell if Nick Khan has any emotions because he looked like he just didn't want to be there. Like, yeah, congratulations, kid. Tony, Nick Khan, do you have any emotions? You just look like, yeah, congrats. Like, come on, man. Even fucking Lance Storm showing more facial expressions than you, dude. Anyway. But yes, big congratulations to Cody Rhodes on this massive victory. The press conference after this was great, like, answering the questions. And, like, the big thing that I could not believe was that Cody is wearing the Rolex watch he was given as a gift, and it was one that his own father, Dusty, had to pawn just to pay for Cody's way through acting school, and now Cody's got it back. That's a great, like, all-around story right there. But now, because like I said, I'm recording this early Monday afternoon. This is before Raw. Who knows what they're going to be doing on Raw? Like, I think Cody was teasing that he could give a new belt design and everything, even though this current design that we got, we've only had for, like, what, less than a year? It was, like, June or July of last year when we just got this? I mean, what kind of design could they go for next? And like I said, could this finally be the end of the lineage of the Universal Championship as a whole? Because, like I said, there has been rumors that once Roman's title reign ended, that all of a sudden the Universal Championship is no more. Like I said, if so, I'm going to squeeze in another episode soon going through the entire history of the Universal Championship from start to finish. And that's going to be a pretty big one. But, man, this is just unbelievable. And, like, you look at these two nights. Logan Paul retaining his U.S. Championship. Sami Zayn ended Gunther's 666-day title reign after a top rope brainbuster. And two, running Helluva kicks. Rhea retained. Drew dethroned Seth Rollins. And CM Punk got involved and even tore off his tricep brace, and then led to Damian Priest cashing in, becoming World Heavyweight Champion. So, yeah, Drew, the word fuck fit pretty perfectly from your sudden, like, response there on Twitter and everything. But then, yeah, Rhea Ripley retained. Awesome Truth's the new Raw Tag Team Champions, while A-Town Down Under, being Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, are the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. And Bayley got her other big winning moment at WrestleMania, because, I mean, she retained the Raw Women's Championship back at 33, but now she's getting a big win. No bullshit there in front of everybody at 40. Like, I'm going to have to eventually try to go over these, like, rewatch these full shows beginning to end, because I've heard monstrous praise, especially for the second night. But it's just, like, so many wild things happening, so much emotion. Like I said, that ending to WrestleMania was perfect. The finish of the match, even with all the interference, it fit perfectly. The post-match celebration, the crowd response, fantastic. So who knows what's this is going to lead to, because there's also been news that Roman's going to be gone for another several months. Who knows? But then again, that happens with Roman every time he makes one or two appearances. Appears for a bit, he's gone for a while. It's like, big dog, take time off, big dog. Like, what else is new? But I mean, my heart also still does also go out to Roman, because I did hear what he said at the end of the Saturday press conference, saying that no matter what, he's having to do this oral chemotherapy medication for the rest of his life, because the leukemia is incurable, it's always there, and he's still in remission, but he's still got to keep taking this medication every single day to keep fighting this disease. So, it's just like, you've really got to feel for the guy. But also, still, congratulations to Roman for one of the longest reigns as world champion in history. And I still stand by what I said a while back. Roman Reigns is still, out of all the Universal Champions that we've seen since the belt was, like, debuted back in 2016, this reign was the best. Especially when you look at all the other cursed title reigns that we saw in the lead to all this. But anyway, I'm going to conclude it here. Let me know all in the comments if there are any comments that are within these services that this podcast is available on. Let me know your thought. If you enjoyed today's podcast, like bonus episode, like or rate if you wish to do so. Follow if you're listening on whatever podcast service that you are or listening to this podcast on. And I'll catch you all on the next one. Thanks for listening, folks, and peace out and good day, everybody.